Hello and welcome to Overbyte. I'm Mark Lassoff, founder of LearnToProgram.tv. I know for many of you, becoming a professional developer is a goal. You've probably heard about the high salaries and the flexible lifestyle and the growing number of opportunities in the development field. But if you're someone just starting out, how do you plan for your first job in software development? I became a developer myself during a boom period for software development. In the late 90s, companies were only just discovering the power of the internet to grow commerce. Everyone was trying to get online and establish this new sales channel. And as a computer science student at the University of Texas, I was just in the thick of it. Over the years, I've had the opportunity to hire a couple of dozen developers, so I've reverse engineered what it takes for a new developer to get a job in industry, and that's what we're going to be talking about in this week's podcast, The 6 Steps to Becoming a Software Developer. First off, you probably already know the statistics. Software developers' median pay in the United States is about $100,000. The hourly median pay is $48.41, and the projected 10-year growth as of 2015 is 17%. So we're talking about a field that pays well and a field that's expanding. Now, by the way, these figures come from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. One thing to note about these figures is the BLS separates the jobs of programmer and software developer into two different categories. I've never really understood why, and the programmer category averages less money, but still a good living by most measures. If you've looked at some of the companies that hire developers, top companies can pay in excess of $125,000 a year. Programmers at LinkedIn, for example, average $136,427. Programmers at Apple, $124,630. Even non-tech companies pay their developers well. Walmart developers average $122,110. The other thing that's important to know is that we are approaching a shortage of developers. We're going to graduate about 400,000 computer science graduates over the next 10 years. However, there's going to be a need for 1.4 million software developers. That leaves a deficit of 1 million programmers, and that's where you come in as a self-trained programmer. Now, you may think that being self-trained or taking an online course is an unusual route to becoming a professional developer, but that's not actually the case. In fact, only 37% of working developers today have a Bachelor of Science in Computer Science or a related field. Just as many became programmers through on-the-job training, and 41% were actually self-taught. So there's going to be a gap between those who are trained in computer science and the number of jobs that are available. Now, this gap offers a $500 billion opportunity for those who want to become developers. Now, these development jobs aren't just in traditional corporate positions. You'll find these developer jobs are split between startup companies, freelance positions, and the traditional corporate job. So if you're looking to get into a career with a lot of flexibility, you have a number of opportunities to work as a freelancer or contractor that'll give you just the flexibility that you're looking for. And while you may find freelancing difficult as a new developer because of a lack of mentors and support systems, if you pick your projects carefully, you can have all the benefits of the freelance lifestyle. All right, so now that you know the lay of the land, without further ado, here's the 6 steps to your first job in software development. Step 1, assess where you are. It's time for a little self-reflection. Where are you in your current career? Why are you dissatisfied? Why would a career in development prove more satisfying to you? Are you just looking for some more money? Or are you seeking stability and opportunity? A strong self-assessment will make sure you're pointed in the right direction and motivated throughout your journey. It's also time to assess the road ahead. What's your experience with development? Have you built your own app or never written a line of code before? This isn't meant to discourage you, but to give you a realistic perspective on the road ahead, because the next step, step 2, is to fill in educational gaps with highly targeted, specific training. I think the biggest mistake people make when they start looking towards their first job in software development is that they start planning to go back to college or a university. This isn't necessary, and it's certainly not cost-effective. A university education will get you to your goal, but it's a long, expensive, circuitous path. You want to find specific programs that are targeted towards your career goals. Opportunities exist online for just this type of training. As a starting point, you might want to check out Learn to Program's own Start Now program. That's for those who are just starting out and have never written a line of code before. Step 3. Earn relevant certifications and accreditation. A degree does have value. I'm certainly not saying that it doesn't. But primarily, a degree validates that you attended courses and learned enough to earn passing grades. It validates the achievement of completing a degree program. It doesn't gauge how much you know, but it is an indicator. As someone who learned development non-traditionally, you need something to validate your learning, and that's where certifications come in. If you've coded a bit before, you should check out Learn to Program's Certified Web Development Professional program. Like any good certification program, it provides an opportunity to validate what you've learned through your own certification transcript page and allows linkage to your LinkedIn account. Step 4, and this is an important one, complete projects. Now it's time to start building stuff. The most important thing about this facet of the process is that you go through the complete development cycle from project planning to maintenance. You should choose projects that are relevant to your career interests. If you want to develop mobile applications, you should develop mobile applications from beginning to end during this phase of becoming a developer, including releasing the projects into the relevant app stores. These projects could come from a nonprofit company or simply be projects that you want to complete and sound like fun to do. If you want to be a professional web developer, you likely already know of organizations that need volunteer assistance with their website. The idea here is to get professional level experience and to do professional level work. Step 5 of 6, build a portfolio highlighting your strengths and your knowledge. A portfolio isn't just for designers. A portfolio of your work is the one most important piece of evidence that you can use to convince an employer that you actually know what you know. Your digital portfolio should show the projects you've completed and note the languages and technologies used. You can keep your completed portfolio projects in GitHub or on your own portfolio website. If you've worked with others on a project, your specific role should be mentioned in the portfolio. And now you're ready for step 6. Find your first job in software development. If you've completed all the other steps, it's time to grab your resume, your certifications, and your portfolio and hit the streets. Best of luck. So let's review those 6 steps one more time. Step 1, assess where you are. Step 2, fill in educational gaps with highly targeted, specific training. Step 3, earn relevant certifications and accreditation. Step 4 is to complete projects. Step 5 is to build a portfolio highlighting your strengths and knowledge. And step 6 is to find your first job in software development. Hey, thanks for listening to Overbyte. I'm Mark Lassoff from LearnToProgram.tv. Please check us out and join our Professional Developers Association, where you can take over 3 dozen free courses that'll help you become a professional software developer. Take care.